All right, we're back. I hope you took my advice and you actually sat down with a piece of paper and wrote down, you know, some of the things that you're naturally gifted at, things that you've had to work at, because all these things, you know, writing down your values, your personality traits, what you think your spiritual gifts are, all these things we've talked about are just going to be the background knowledge that you're going to need to write a really effective vision statement for your life. And remember, the vision statement for your life is the thing that's going to propel you. It's going to motivate you. You're going to be like Paul. You know, I forget what's behind. I'm looking forward to ahead. I'm pressing on toward the goal to win the prize that God is calling me towards. See? It's a vision that God is giving you. And who can stop you? If you have a vision from God, you know, Paul says, I was not unfaithful to the vision that God gave me, King Agrippa. What can you do? God gives you a vision. You got to do it. And it doesn't matter what the obstacles are. See, that's the kind of vision that makes things happen in this world. So what are we going to do in this section? I'm going to try to help you figure out some things about who you are because of your unique life experiences. All right. So some questions that are going to help you come to that. Number one, what are some of the negative experiences you have had to overcome in your life? Negative experiences. Now, one of the negative experiences I had was when I was in third grade, I was told that I wasn't very smart. That school is always going to be hard for me and I'll never really, that the academic world is not a world that I should pursue. Okay, now my dad was not an academic person. My dad was a firefighter. He was sort of a businessman. He struggled with reading himself when he was growing up. He graduated from high school, didn't know how to read. He learned how to read at the end of a runway in the Navy. He was in the fire department in the Navy. That's when he learned how to read. So he was not a great scholar or anything, but my dad, you know, he was the kind that just didn't take the word of someone, you know, and settle for it. Your son is, you know, not academically there. My dad said, oh, yeah? Well, we'll see about that. Okay? So it's like a negative experience in my life, but it really was a positive experience. Because, number one, I learned that my father believed in me even if other people didn't. And I believe that through hard work that you can turn around what people think. That I do not have to be pigeonholed by people. I don't have to be who people think that I am. I can be who God wants me to be. So that was a negative experience, but it made a positive difference in my life. So what are some of the negative experiences that you've had in your life? Maybe you know, broken home. Maybe, you know, you've had trouble holding a job. I don't know what it is, but and how those things shaped and molded you. Number two, how might these experiences shape a vision for your life? See, for me, I need a challenge. Okay? I've had negative experiences in my life, but those led to greater awareness, greater focus for me. And so obviously I need a little bit of maybe negativity in my life. That's what a challenge is, right? You know, I'm planting a church and people don't think it's possible. I went to Canada, Vancouver, to plant a church and everyone say, well, Vancouver is a secular country. You're not going to be able to do it there. Oh, really? See, and I needed that. I need a little bit of this, you know, people against the thing, against the program. The last church I was at was a church that had success and then had all this failure. And then, you know, I came when there's 100 and went down to 50. Well, how do you keep going when it's going down? And, you know, I'm someone who knows what he's doing. I thought I did. Well, I need that in my life. I need the focus that a challenge can give me. So the negative experiences you've had in your life, maybe you come from a broken home and you know how to deal with people in a broken home. You know, people that drank too much and then found AA, that, you know, now they go around helping people who drink too much. They know what that problem is. So what negative experiences have you had in your life, and how might those things be part of the unique vision that God has for your life? Number three, what are some of the positive experiences that have made a difference in your life? Okay? You know, I have a wife that is an incredible musician, and I dreamed of music and being in music, but I had no knowledge of it. I had no way to do it. I had no confidence to do it. But because I got connected with my wife, you know, I excelled. You know, I started writing music. I started, you know, doing all kinds of things with music. Music has changed the life of my kids, my family. I mean, we're a musical group, and we do things with music. Music is a language that has been powerful to help us connect to God and to people around us and all around the world. You know, I was in the Philippines for a year, and music is what helped me get in with the people. You know, I could sit down with them. So those are positive experiences that happened in my life. When I was in fifth grade, my teacher came and looked at some art project I was working on, and she said, "You're a very creative person." And then she walked away. And those positive words that I received from this teacher changed the course of my life. I started thinking about myself as a creative person. And I brought that creativity to everything that I do. So what positive experiences have made a difference in your life? And how might those things that have shaped and molded you go into your vision statement? And that's number four. How might these experiences shape your life's vision? All right, so I want you to think about your unique life experiences. And then we'll come back to number seven. Oops, here we go. Number seven, your current responsibility. So we'll see you in a bit.